Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on Camo X. Happy Weird Monday. I was listening to the opening of the Chris and Amy show, and Amy, I loved how you started it out. This is not a real day.
It's not real.
Doesn't count.
No. It was just a fun day.
It's not real life.
I was, as soon as I got here, and Michael Kelly, he was here in his supercar, and he's like, this is going to be fun. It's not real. It's not a real day.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's true.
This was a day back when I was a kid. This would have been the ultimate, right? Because this would have been the first day back to school after a new year.
Oh, there's some happy kids out there.
I would have never read or done anything they wanted and would have prayed for a snow day
and
so that
it.
I could, and by the way, would be out playing in the snow.
Yeah, and not catching up on your reading.
And prolonging the misery till Tuesday when I showed up.
Oh, there. You just gave me a stomachache.
Yeah,
I can't count how many times I did that.
Remember, like, remember before the internet and stuff, you'd have to listen to Camo X when, you know, depending on what your name, school's name was in the alphabet.
Yep.
You could be there 20 minutes.
That's how I learned about Catholics.
Yeah.
For real.
Right.
I didn't know any Catholics.
Saints?
I didn't know what it was.
Really?
I just knew that whoever these effers are, they're always getting out of school. Like, literally, I would be like, who is St. Ambrose? Who is St. Mary? And why do they, you know?
Never go to school.
Yeah.
And I know everyone thinks this, but for me, anyone from Roxana Community School District number one will back me up. We were always the one to go to school. You just knew it.
Right. Yeah.
Is it because, I mean, I know for like a lot of the Catholic schools, the reason is kids come from a lot of different places.
No buses.
And they don't have, they don't always have buses, or they share buses with the public schools or whatever.
See, I didn't understand private.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that meant. Yeah. So, nothing like a snow day. And I feel bad for the kids now because they're probably like e-learning.
Right.
You know, they're probably remote iPads and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think some...
Would you rather, if you're a kid, though, would you rather do that or would you rather extend your school year by a day at the end?
Talking to the king of procrastination.
Yeah.
If you push it down the road, you never know. It may not come back.
Yeah.
They might forget.
Oh, I would be uncontrollable if I was having to sit in front of an iPad going to school in my house.
Yeah.
When this was out in my backyard,
torture.
10 years old, I wouldn't have been able
to
do
it. Do we need to be doing that anymore on snow days? Like, can't we go back to the olden times? And
well, I don't think there's any going back, because once we learned during COVID that you could get away with it, they're just getting away with it. I mean, they're just doing it. So
yeah, I mean, I guess like one day shouldn't hurt you that much, right? If you're a student, I mean.
I wouldn't think so.
I think some schools, I just heard, I think some schools are looking at canceling tomorrow, too.
Don't blame them.
The roads are pretty rough. Yeah. I mean, their wheels and I were just talking about it. They're bad.
It's
they're worse than I thought they would be.
Let's talk about it. I know you guys talked about it, but it's our turn to talk about it. And I'm going to turn it over to Master Wheels because I think you're the most affected.
I was stunned today. So I drive down 70. I come from St. Charles County. And sometimes I take 40, but the map said that 40 was worse. So I decided today, okay, today I'll take 70. Most of it was okay. It was snowy, but it wasn't dangerous. I wasn't sliding all over the place. It was totally fine. The on and off ramps, though, were untouched. Where I got on the highway was untouched. Yeah. And if I wasn't, today I drove our SUV instead of the Camaro because I was worried about snowbanks. I was worried about the low sitting.
I don't think you would have made it.
Yeah, I don't mind I can control not sliding. That's just a matter of just not being an idiot. But like when you sit up higher, it's better for the built up snow. And that's why I chose it. I don't know if I'd have got on the highway because of the way that it was there. And then driving down 70, I saw the most bizarre things that I'd ever, I don't think I'd ever seen this. They were plowing the snow and plowing the shoulder and pushing the snow into a middle lane. Mm. So there was a median in the middle of the highway
you
that was
post that little
that,
video.
That was a foot high and more in some places, and there was debris in it. I mean, I saw a full ass tire, like on the wheel, not just their tire, the whole wheel.
In the snowbank.
In the snowbank, in the middle,
middle
lane. Yes, on 70,
oh my
between
gosh.
The Blanchett Bridge and 270, like in that stretch. And I saw two separate giant chunks of concrete in that median also. Like, they were probably on the shoulder, like maybe some of the median yeah. broke or whatever because yeah. a truck hit it. And that stuff got shoved in. Why are we plowing the shoulder into the highway?
So when I know your route very well because I stalk you.
He's got an Apple AirTag
yeah,
on Wheeler.
On my car.
Don't wear that sweater. So coming down 70 and you take that right to get on 170 towards Clayton. Could you do that, or was it blocked by
well,
the wall?
Well, it depends on where you were. There were people that had to crush through the wall to get onto.
Oh my gosh.
Well, but again, keep in mind, this happened at 270 and at 170.
Yeah.
So you had to like either blast through this wall to go from 70 to 270, or if you were on that side, let's say you got on at the Maryland Heights Expressway and you needed to get to 70 instead of going on to 270 there, you had to blast through that wall and... You know, if you had a smaller, lower sitting, there were cars stuck.
So there are things, a lot of things I don't understand. I don't understand snow plowing. I have great respect for
yes.
the men and women who do it, for the people who run it. It's way above my intelligence. And I mean that.
Yeah.
Because you look at how many roads there are just in St. Louis, like where Rach lives and
oh my
where
God.
Nick
yeah,
lives.
Yeah.
And just getting to all of those, it's amazing. However, I'll say this. For the first time that I remember... I was coming down 40, and I can vouch that 40 was bad. It was just one
was
kind
bad.
Of lane.
Okay, right.
Not really
right,
a lane.
Right.
But I noticed once I got close to downtown, the people that were coming, entering 40 West, there was a wall, and they couldn't get through it.
Oh.
And so, you know, a snowplow just plowed 40 and made yeah. a wall. And there are like four or five cars just stuck in it.
Yeah, so here's what I mean, like, again, this is I'm with you. I'm not blaming the people driving the trucks. I'm not blaming their supervisors. It's just, we just don't have enough. So when you're looking at what I'm seeing at the highway is they didn't have enough trucks to cover the whole highway at the same time.
Four across.
So you're
and
going
staggered.
Through one time and you're just leaving this giant mess in the middle that you can't see coming when you're coming up on it. It's not till you're there that you realize, holy crap, that's a huge pile of snow, yeah. and you got to pick, I got to go left or I got to go right. And if you make the wrong choice, depending on which way you need to go on the highway, now you've got to crash back through that thing again. Now, maybe yeah. by now, hopefully by now, it's cleared up. Hopefully they figured that out because that was crazy. And, you know, I was behind the plows for a good long while on 70, like going past the airport and all that. And obviously they move slow, but they're clearing it. But they didn't cover the whole highway. There wasn't enough of them spread yeah. across the highway. It was really only covering the And again, why are we plowing the shoulder? Plow the lanes where people can drive.
My worry, and this is the first time I've heard this, because we got a ton of snow. I was out west, got a ton of snow, and I shoveled it, but then we got another 6 inches.
Right.
And I heard one of the meteorologists said, now, if you don't get that shoveled today,
yeah.
given the freezing temperatures, it'll just turn to concrete. And so if people's cars are snowed in now and they're planning on digging them out tomorrow.
Oh,
I mean,
good luck.
Good luck. Yeah. And it's not like typical St. Louis where you have snow for 3 days, it melts, and you go to the park.
No, it's supposed to stay cold, right?
Cold for like a week.
Ugh.
And then isn't it supposed to snow again
Friday? Yeah.
After being cold all week. So this yeah. snow will all still be here on Friday.
So question, and this is as much of a policy, political question as it is a snow question, but... St. Louis, we're right on the edge, right? I mean, we're the northernmost southern city or the southernmost northern city, and we typically get a couple big snows a year. Sometimes we get three or four. Sometimes we get none. Are we allocating the right amount of manpower and money, or should we do less? Should we do more? Because you don't want to do overkill and then it doesn't snow. Like, Michael, what do you think?
I mean, this is monumental, the type of snow. We haven't had this much snow in my life since I was a little guy. So I see it as somewhat unique. Look, these types of natural events with weather can make or break a politician. I think about Jay Nixon and that horrible tornado that happened in Joplin. I mean, it really made his governorship. At the same time, there was a horrible snowstorm like this up in New York, and Chris Christie probably lost his governorship over it. I think people are going to excuse where we're at. The real question is going to be, to answer your question, the real question is 2 days from now, will Eichelberger and Hampton Avenue still be snow-covered? If that's the case, that's a failure of not using the resources we have. I don't think we ought to be out buying more plows, et cetera, especially, I mean, we all talked about it. These roads are terrible, and it's not only in the city of St. Louis. I'd rather see us pour the money in to that and deal with this once every 3 or 4 years than
us. This is what happens, though. I mean, like, this is what was, and again, maybe it's just the nature of the beast, and we're going to have to suck it up and deal with it, but this is like, we had 3 or 4 days in advance. We all knew this was coming.
Right.
And it started on a Saturday night, so not a heavy traffic time. And on Sunday, nobody's going to work.
Nobody
or almost nobody's
out.
Going to work. We had all of that time. And overnight, this past night, it only snowed a couple inches.
So
it snowed mostly yesterday. Most of this was on Sunday.
This is where I think this is why the roads are so bad. So I was outside walking yesterday when the thunder snow happened. Like, I was walking, the sky lit up with tons of lightning, which was so weird. I didn't even realize it was lightning at first. I thought, what is happening? And then just this crash of thunder. Because you could hear it snowing because it was sleet, like freezing rain, sleet, and ice. And while we did not set a record for snow, it did set a record for a wintry mix. We had 1.87 inches of like freezing rain, sleet, snow mixed together. And apparently that's a record. And that, I imagine, is just almost impossible to clear the roads.
Rachel, how is your new place?
Sorry, my mic was off. You know, I live in an area where they haven't plowed. I was fortunate enough today that Steve Moore came and got me from my place.
Brought the big old Jeep, I bet.
Yeah, that was
That's really nice.
Well, because I was getting nervous. How am I going to get in? Mm-hmm. My tracks is great, but I don't think I would have made it today with just the level of snow and, you know,
too
especially
low.
Like the ramps I would have had to use and stuff. But I actually ended up like walking to meet him to a more more used street so that he wouldn't get stuck on my street. So,
Michael Kelly, you'll love this. It's the one and only time I ever stood up to my parents, because I was afraid of them, was when I was in high school and I was more in love than anyone has ever been in love before, right? My girlfriend, Tammy.
Yeah.
I lived in South Roxana. She lived on Kendall Hill. She was from Tall Cotton. It's about 8 miles.
Okay.
And the storm of 82, I was a senior, and we got 18 inches. It was something insane. And I wanted to go see my girlfriend. And they're like, you're insane. No one's going anywhere. And I'm like, I'll walk. And just like an Andy Griffith, my mom and dad are like, have at it. And I did.
Oh.
I dressed up like Kurt Russell in The Thing and made it about a half a mile that I'm just like, I'm just gay.
Yeah,
I don't
what
know.
Am I
I'm
doing?
Just gonna, no, I'll have to go the other way.
I'm doing?
Not going to keep this woman. So, yeah, but I really, I'd like, I'm trudging through for love.
Or something.
And it will make
something.
You
And at that point, you don't know what it even is. I'm compelled.
Dear mama, I can hear you crying. So scared all alone.
So got in the exercise for a couple of days, and then Andrew and I got in some karma. Did some good deeds pushing people out of the snow today.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lady here in our garage. If I would never buy a Mini Cooper, no shade, just don't like them. But she was in a Mini Cooper and she was screwed.
Oh, it sits so low.
She was screwed. Those wheels were just spinning. And it's literally right as she was leaving our parking garage.
The exit was pretty well blocked up.
And it took me and Andrew, Stuart McMillan, and Drew, four of us, with two shovels, 40 minutes?
Yeah. Wow, really?
About that.
Like, it took that long?
We could probably pick that Mini Cooper up.
Yes.
But it just was not moving.
Yeah, it was incredible. I've never experienced that before where four people are pushing a small car And there was no movement at all. None whatsoever. There was no, like, you know, little budging back and forth and we could rock it. There's just, it was just solid.
That is the second time we've been do-gooders in the snow. First time, Andrew did one of these. He slipped in such a way that his feet went straight up.
Oh, I've
and
done that.
He was parallel to the ground. And as God is my witness, he was 13 feet off the ground. I don't know how it happened. But he was like,
did
just,
it do the cartoon
he
noise?
Was just, he was floating long enough for me to go like, holy crap. And bam.
You know when Charlie Brown kicks the football and he kind of flips yes. a couple times in the yes. air? That yeah. was what I did
oh,
when
no.
I slept on the ice.
Susan yes. did that once when she was pregnant.
Oh.
Like almost that bad. Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, you made it less fun.
No. No, it's happened to me a million times. And you know what? When you're with your guys, it's funny. I don't know why. Like, it happened to me, and they got my buddies
oh,
laughed
funny.
At me.
It's like
and
my joke on Friday. I said, you know
hurts.
How old you are yeah. by when you fall in front of friends.
Yeah, that's great.
If they laugh, yeah. you're still young.
Yeah. My favorite part of the me falling thing was that I think Steve thought I did it on purpose. So Steve was giving me a hotel room for that evening because the roads were so dangerous and the weather was so bad. And he was wanting me to room with somebody. And I didn't want to room with this person at all. I didn't like this person.
You can say it, bottomer.
No, I would. It would be a joy to room with Fred. Yeah. No, it wasn't Fred. It was somebody who doesn't even work here anymore. But I did not want to do that. And we were going back and forth. He's like, too bad. If you want it, this is the offer I'm giving you. And I'm like, Steve, come on, please. And we're going back and forth. And then while I'm talking to him is when I'm running across the street. And I slip and I fall. And so I'm on the phone with Steve going like, ow. Oh,
he turned into Schwarzenegger.
Steve, I hit my head. Oh, it hurts. And he goes, okay, fine. You can have your own room.
And then get this, Mike. So I drive everyone in my Jeep to the Drury.
Okay.
And it's bad. It's like it is last night.
Uh-huh. Wind
and
blowing.
Blowing
sleet,
and just bleh, and you're just throwing snow everywhere. And there's some poor schmuck walking down Market Street. And we barely miss him. And we get to the hotel and he finds out that was Fred Bottomer.
They blew past Fred Bottomer.
We saw Fred at the
hotel.
He was
probably covered up, right? He probably had a hood up or whatever. You couldn't tell.
Saw Fred at the hotel. And Dave, you said to him, like, oh, Fred, you should have told us. We would have picked you up and taken you. We had plenty of room. And he goes, you drove right past me. He thought we did it on purpose.
No.
Was shooting him the bird out the window.
So long, sucker! Eat snow, buddy!
The health and religion editor.
The nicest man in the world.
He is.
He's even got a pile of papers. Did he have that when he was walking down the street?
Yeah, didn't you recognize him from the manila folders?
I know. I think they're all filled with typed out pages that say, don't kill him today.
Honestly,
that's all he does back in that office.
The existence of Fred Bottomer is.
Yeah, but
the,
if you work with Reardon, what would you do?
I will say the existence of
Keep
Fred
on
Bottomer,
timing, brother.
Is the only reason why, like, I totally get how all those classified documents got at Biden's house in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. I'm like, honestly, I get it. They're probably here.
No one's checking.
When there's that many folders, yeah. And you're like, I don't know. So honestly, yeah, we probably have some classified documents. Yeah. Nobody knows.
Yeah, they're probably old launch codes in there somewhere. And he's always got them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Always.
Yeah, and does the Pope do that much that he would have?
he's only reporting on the Pope.
Well, I mean, what
Pope notes.
Who else is there for
Pope
the religion
notes.
To talk about other than the Pope?
Our papal reporting.
Carry on. Who you make me live? Whatever this world can give to me. It's you, you're all I see. Who you make me
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 133. Dave Murray will be with us at his regular time of 3:35, but he was kind enough to join us early. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Welcome to Green Bay.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, I know what we think as people. What do you think as a meteorologist?
You know, I thought the storm, timing-wise, played out really well. I thought you know, the amounts just varied where you were. The lowest I could find was 3 inches. The highest is about a foot of snow. And that's within like a 50-mile radius of downtown St. Louis. So it all depended on how much freezing rain you had, how much sleet you had, and then on top of the snow.
Yeah.
And so it was variation. Officially, we had 5.6 inches. And so, you know, you look at it, you knew it was going to be a mess. You knew it was going to be a wide variety. So overall, pretty happy with it. So far this season, we've had 9.2 inches of ice and snow. Last year, we had 9.3 inches. And the coldest last year was minus 7. So yes, it's cold, but it's nowhere near the cold of last year. And it was right around this time last year, so cold.
Dave, this is Amy Mark Scores. Yeah. So I was walking yesterday afternoon while it was snowing and sleeting, and suddenly the sky lit up like with flashes of lightning and then crash of thunder. It was crazy. I had never before been out walking in thunder snow before.
It's thunder snow is a rare treat. And you know, the 1982 blizzard, so to speak, was all thunder snow, and it was constant for hours. And that's when we had, officially we had a little over 13 inches, but most of us saw 25 plus inches of all snow. And it was just because we had thunderstorm after thunderstorm training right over St. Louis. You go to Mount Vernon, it was all rain. You go to Columbia, barely any snow at all. So it's really centered on St. Louis. That's the granddaddy of them all as far as thunder snows are concerned and as far as snow is concerned. St. Louis.
I wanted to ask you because I heard a weather person say it on the air this morning that if you don't get your shoveling done today, that because of the overnight temperatures, it could be like concrete by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And for a number of reasons. One is a lot of us saw a lot of sleet. In some places, there were 2 to 3 inches of sleet. And if that falls first, what happens is that as time goes by, that sleet compresses, and then you put some freezing rain on top of it, you put some snow on top of it, it compresses even more. And so what a lot of folks are running into is, yeah, I can shovel the snow, but I can only shovel it down to this sheet of ice that is covering everything.
Gotcha.
And that sheet of ice could be, you know, an inch thick in some places. And that's why the road crews are really struggling with this. I cannot explain why they're shoving stuff into the middle of the highways.
I think it's just they don't have enough trucks. I mean, that's kind of my observation following them was they only covered the shoulder and the left lane with what they had, and there's nowhere else for it to go, which is obviously just not having enough equipment.
Yeah, or they're going to shovel that out, you know, front load it out, put it on a dump truck and get it out.
Rachel, you said we had a caller that explained it.
Yeah, I believe his name was Tom. I apologize if I got his name wrong. But he said the reason they clear the shoulder is because emergency vehicles need to be able to get through the shoulder.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the concern that I had driving the way that it was being done, though, was you were creating a new median in the middle lane that people couldn't see coming, which is going to lead to more problems. It's going to lead to more accidents, more cars spinning out. I get the shoulder thing, but I would think that would be secondary to not creating another obstacle in the lane that people are going to be driving in.
Mm. I was coming down 40 East, and I was in a little convoy of about 5 cars going about 35 or 40. Happy as can be. We're all good. Got a little mini lane. And the guy behind me is tailgating me. And then I notice his arm is out of his window for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Then I noticed, he's flipping everybody off.
What?
And then he guns it, and I swear to you, he was going 80 as he passed us, and I had my window cracked, and I could hear him just cussing up a storm, and I'm like, where are you going? Why are you this angry, and where the hell are you going that you're going 80 miles an hour? And I'll be honest, I'm a bad person. I was praying to whatever God was listening that he would spin out. I really wanted to see him in a snowbank.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing more enjoyable than that.
You instant know, karma.
If a guy comes flying by you or is tailgating, and you know, it's usually a four-wheel drive vehicle, and it's like, nothing can stop me. I can go. And you just hope that a half mile down the road, he's in a ditch somewhere.
Well, the first thing I saw this morning when I got up and turned on the local news was a snow plow that was stuck.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay.
I saw
it's
going
to be that kind of day.
It had caught on fire.
Yikes.
Did you see that? It said a snow plow was on fire. I'm like, oh, well, that's not great.
Dave, when's the next time we could reasonably see some milting?
Maybe Friday, maybe the weekend. But for the most part, all week, we are below freezing day and night. And there is another system. It's still way far out. Possibility on Friday. The solutions are ranging from nothing at all to snow. And it would be whatever we see on Friday will be in the form of snow. I don't think it's an icing situation at all. And there's, you know, it's a southern storm. It could be too far south. It could be across Arkansas. There's so many variables. It's only Monday. So we got a long way to go.
What I want to know is, do you have the same reaction to Thunder Snow, Dave, that Jim Cantore has?
Oh, Thunder Snow is the coolest thing.
But do you do
ever.
That? Because have you seen him?
What do you do?
So yeah, he's the Weather Channel guy. He'll be out in the snow and he'll be like, "Oh yeah, he did it! Yeah,
I would do that."
Oh, it's hilarious! Yeah, I love it. We used to play the clip, three of us,
we
all the time.
It a lot.
Yeah, he just goes absolutely crazy and starts screaming.
Well, it's a rare event. It really is, and you think in St. Louis. Let's just go back to the '82 blizzard, which was kind of the first time St. Louis has seen a thunder snow, and now it's 2025. And we saw thunder snow again. Nothing like 82, but that's a long time in between thunder snow events.
You know, one thing I was reintroduced to over the weekend? Old school Totino's pizzas.
Really?
Oh.
The
actual pizzas or the pizza rolls?
Pizzas.
Oh, the little, were they the
little guys?
Little guys.
Oh, yeah. They're like a $1.99 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Maybe it's just that I grew up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you hear about this guy, Michael Kelly, what he did?
No.
What?
You made pancakes.
Oh, I made pancakes for the first time.
In his
ever.
Whole life.
It sounds easy. It sounds easy, guys.
No, it is easy.
It's not as easy.
It is easy. No, it's easy.
Yeah, it's really
easy. You forgot you were talking to Wheeler.
Yeah. No, Dave's
and
got
Dave
my
Murray.
Back.
And Dave Murray's on.
Dave love making pancakes.
They're not going to let
what
you.
What was the hard part?
Well, I didn't know I don't have a griddle. Whatever that
any
is.
Any frying pan will work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I used a frying pan, and then I wanted them all to be the same size, just like the ones that I get at the, you know, when I go to a restaurant, and it didn't look like that, but it was okay. Tasted great.
Tasted good. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Did you use like an instant mix?
I went to a fancy grocery store, so yeah, it was a mix, but it wasn't Bisquick.
Right.
The pre-boxed, that's the best way to go.
Yeah, and I threw the things in, but I mean, I got them to look nice. I took a picture.
Nice. Let's post that.
Yeah. Chef Michael Kelly.
Steve Moore wants more content out of us.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Not bad.
Let's see.
It's not bad. First time ever.
Oh, not bad.
No, did you burn the first one?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, but it was. Oh, wow. It looked kind of like the shape of Africa. It was just went 18 different directions.
Yeah, fine. But you did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the last one, I made like a giant hubcap that I could throw over the top of the rest of them, and it looked like a stack.
How big a frying pan do you have? Like, is it like the 6-inch, 8-inch one? Or
I like that big.
You should make one pancake. It's the best that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you have a stack, do you butter each pancake?
Yes.
I didn't have butter.
Half.
What?
No, I just had maple syrup.
You made it with
making
olive
pancakes
oil.
Without butter.
No, that's okay. Olive oil's good when you're cooking them. That's good.
Yeah.
It works
but,
well.
They were fine with just the maple syrup. I didn't need the butter.
Okay. Mm. It's better with the butter.
Part of the tradition in our house is the last pancake is the whole pan, and it's for the ducks.
Oh,
and they know
wow.
And they nice. Know it.
They know it.
That's coming. Yeah.
That's so great.
You know that Dave so Murray's got dogs like Oprah, you know, that living the life of a rock and roll star out there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Flying on his private plane and stuff.
Got the bi-level doghouse.
Yeah.
Rain's got a way better life than I do. There's no doubt about
lower
it.
Lower level is the rec room. Upper level is the bedroom.
This dog has a rumpus room.
We put the DGS t-shirt and hat on Moses yesterday.
Those are great pictures.
We should post that.
You should definitely post that.
You're sitting on pancakes. Over here.
We're sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
I took videos of strangers sledding.
Careful with that.
I know. I was like, look at the park.
Amy's like, I spent Sunday creeping on people.
I did. I was walking around all over the different parks, and I took videos. I'm like, look at the people sledding. And then I realized, I'm a creeper.
Mark Close took pictures of strangers' kids who came to his house.
Well, that's a little different.
Came to his house for Halloween and kept them in photo albums.
No.
Yep.
No.
Back me up.
100%.
He didn't.
Back me up.
100%.
That sounds like Mark.
And we got into a whole thing where we're like, you're probably on a list. And he was like, what? There's nothing weird about that. The kids are cute. Look, he's a pirate.
No.
He knew some strange laws, too, about what you could do around schools and what you couldn't
do. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's awful.
Yikes. You can really estimate 100 yards just by sight.
That's right. Oh, all true. That's all true.
Oh, no.
Murray's taking no prisoners today.
No, that's awesome.
He's energized
like
by the weather.
I like it. I like Edgy Dave.
This Edgy is Dave. His time.
Edgy Dave.
All right.
I'll tell the story at 3:30 of the Patrick Emery story with a situation kind of like this on the exit ramps and things like that. I'll tell that story. That's a content story for 3:30.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you then.
All righty.
All right, quick break. Right back. DGS and KMOX. 148 DGS on KMOX. We have Amy and Michael Kelly hanging out with us for another segment. So give me a ruling on this. I saw an ad last night. Very sweet ad. But it made me write this down. So it's a kid who has a diorama. Remember those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw the same ad.
Yeah, do the next day. And he didn't do it, and his dad's coming in to put him to bed, and the kid's in a cute way like, hey, Dad, what's the fastest we can do a diorama?
He's like eight, maybe?
Seven, eight, nine. Yeah. And so eventually, he's like, when's it due? The kid's like, tomorrow morning. And the dad's like, how much you have done? The kid's like, zero. And the dad goes, well, let's get the glue. My dad would have got the glue to keep my ass in one piece.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right?
Not sure that's the right message.
It's sweet. It's what I would have done, but I'm a wuss. So I'm just wondering, like...
I mean, like, I would certainly probably help get the process started. Like, do you need anything? All right, let's get it done. But it would be accompanied with ass chewing. Like, you can't, that's not okay.
In the Dave Glover Museum... If you could have everything I've ever done, one of the least impressive wings would be the diorama wing. I have put together some crap in my day.
Oh, me too.
I'm missing out. Okay, is that a science fair project?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, you take like a shoebox and turn it on its side and make an, you know,
some kind of like a little
Native
backyard
or the Civil War.
Okay. And this is where I think the benefit of homeschooling. I hated that stuff. It was like busy work to me. Like, I'm not going to learn anything from making little figures of the Civil War. Like, we're reading about it.
Because you're smart.
I just,
the
like,
rest
I
of
don't
us have to use Hot Wheels in a shoebox.
Like, I'm just like, what are you learning? Like, because younger kids will have these projects, like a diorama, and I'm like, you're not learning anything. You're not learning anything about the book. It's just busy work when you could be like, let's break down the book more. I don't know. I never did that, so... Thankfully, I was never assigned, and I never assigned myself a diorama. I wrote a lot of essays, but I never did a diorama. I don't get it.
I hated that. I hated science projects when they'd get assigned. They're like, the one I still laugh at is I just figured out all you have to do is if you take a penny and you drop it into like vinegar, somehow it removes the copper from the penny. I don't really know how, or it brings it to the outside, it turns green. And I like that's my science project.
Yeah.
I had like a stack of pennies and a little jar of vinegar, and then I just had the little write up for it.
Mine were terrible.
Oh, I hated it. It was the worst. I'm kind of like Amy in that regard. I'm like, I'd rather just like, I don't know, like I'd rather write a report.
I would rather write a report.
I would rather give a presentation than
do a project.
Extra
research.
Parents wind up doing most of those anyway.
The good ones.
Yeah.
Kid will show up with a giant volcano. I'm like, oh yeah, mom and dad didn't do that.
Right. I was five of six kids. I was number five of six. So we kind of had the pre-done science project.
Yeah,
you could go downstairs.
Brilliant.
Oh, man.
Kind of freshen
them
up. Nice. That's awesome.
Because my parents didn't want to do it again. That's what it really came out.
I give my parents credit on that, though. They never once did one of those for me. Or, like, did the bulk of it and let me take credit for it. Not once.
I'm picturing Michael using an old, like, history or geography project. He has to scratch out USSR and write Russia just to update it for the 90s.
That's exactly what it was.
That's awesome.
That's exactly how it was.
That's awesome.
And like you said, Kevin, people's parents were doing it. It's like, remember the Pinewood Derby?
Oh, yeah.
Dads would show up
with something
put in an air tunnel, and there you are with a block and wheels.
I literally glued the wheels onto the block. I didn't shape the block, nothing.
One of the maddest I've ever been was at the Boy Scouts because Nick got invited to go one night. Cool. turned out to be the Pinewood Derby night.
Oh, yeah.
And in hindsight, they were trying to be nice. But these kids had spent like a year building these things,
right,
and they looked
right.
like, you know, Formula One cars.
Yep.
And one of the den leaders took literally a block of wood and put four wheels on it. And Nick wrote like number six and got last place because it was crap.
Yeah.
And he came home and he's like, "Hey, Dad, look at my Pinewood Derby car. I got last place." I'm like, "You MFers." I was so mad at them.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think I might have painted it, but I had no woodworking skills
of
or tools.
Not.
I had no way to shape this thing. Like, why was I?
That's surprising. You seem to have a need to be the best.
But yeah, I'd have to care about it.
I was going to say, unless he doesn't care, at which point.
If I care about it, then yes. If I don't care about it, then I'm just going to go, hey, guess what? Those wheels get glued on, and we'll see if it falls. And it didn't even go down the track. It started to go down, and it flipped and rolled.
I was a perpetrator of stolen valor when I was in first grade. I found a Weeblo hat and wore it.
You weren't even old enough to be a Weeblo,
know,
were you?
I know. I remember some kid being like, "You're a Weeblo?" I'm like, "I got the hat, don't I?"
Your good partner in crime, John Hancock, he has the roller skating badge.
Oh, well, Hancock, Hello. He was one of those guys who believed that the way that you became president is first you have to be an Eagle Scout. So he went and did all the badges and stuff. And he's got a badge for everything, including orientation. And the guy has a hard time getting out of the studio. But, I mean, he's done them all. He told us the other day.
That's like not his orientation, but like the direction, right?
Yeah. And he told us the other day.
Jeez.
Stop it. He told us the other day that he went and got a ice skating and a roller skating merit badge. And I said, I will pay to watch you do either of those right now. Either of them.
I'm so impressed when people can skate ice or roller.
Yeah.
It's so impressive because it's something I have zero skill at and doesn't make sense. Like when I see people play a sport I'm not good at, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I could learn to swing a tennis racket. When people are ice skating, that doesn't make sense.
You can join Michael Kelly and I. I'm taking Michael skating.
I want to go ice skating because I don't want to do things out of fear or not do things because I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt.
Right.
But when I made this promise that I'm going to go ice skating, I can't quit thinking about I'm going to hurt myself.
You're going to break your hip.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm only 49, but I'm like petrified.
But you're like
hurt.
6'5", so you have a high center of gravity, which makes it scarier.
But still, you shouldn't be that afraid of it, but that is my number one concern.
You should wear a helmet,
going to do
elbow pads, and knee pads. Yeah.
I said he can get a chair. That's how they teach.
Get the hockey gloves.
Get younger kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You're an athletic guy. You guys are athletic. Is there anything that you've quit doing because you're afraid you're going to hurt yourself?
Oh, I don't play. I used to play pickup basketball. I haven't played pickup basketball in 20 years. Because I broke my ankle doing it, and I won't do that again.
It happened to me recently. Last summer, Wheels and I were invited to go play baseball at Busch Stadium. And so I'm playing catch with my good friend Kevin Wheeler. I'm playing shortstop where Mason Wynn plays. And I played baseball, and I played old guy baseball until I was about 40. And I'm like, damn it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play 50 and over, 60 and over, whatever. And then I remembered you have to slide and dive. And my mom had just broken her hip, and I saw how that went. And I'm like, what? How stupid are you? What are you, crazy?
Right.
Just start breakdancing.